What up, guys? Welcome to the Winning Circle. It's your boy Nico 100 out here chilling with Turtle.
What up, what up?
And your boy Patrick Daly.
Hello.
The Winning Circle is a place where we speak about winning. And even when we lose, we find a way to use that to win in the future.
Whether it's current events, mental health issues, or anything that's on our minds, this is a platform for us to share, speak, and learn.
So let's get it started.
What up, what up, what up?
What it do, what baby? Up?
Hey, hey, hey.
How's everybody feeling? What's up? It's cold, huh? We already said that the last time. Ha, ha, ha.
Yeah. A little behind the scenes.
Guess
it's
what?
Cold again today.
Spoiler alert. Well, Feliz Navidad.
Hey.
Feliz Navidad. What's up? Merry Christmas,
no
boys.
Oh, my bad. Okay.
So, the mystery has been solved. If everybody was wondering, no, we did not get each other gifts. But yes, Jose did gift both of us stuff.
Yeah. So who could have seen that coming?
Turns out me and Patrick are shitty human beings, and Jose is a beautiful.
Nah,
what do we call him the three podcasts ago? The fearless sweetheart. He is still fearless and still a sweetheart.
I'm gonna and you called him Brown Santa Claus too. At one point.
Brown Santa Claus. Jose is living up to the hype. He's living up to the hype. He's hotter than some Supreme, you know, t-shirts.
Bro, have you seen these videos where the dude's like, bleaching my Supreme t-shirt, my Supreme Louis Vuitton collection?
No.
And it's like a $1,700 t-shirt, and you're just like, hey, you're an idiot. Don't do that.
It happens. It happens like that. Speaking about idiots.
Okay. Okay.
I have no transition for that. But, boys, guess what? It is the holidays. And sometimes you drink a little eggnog and get a little crazy. And, you know, you do some idiot stuff like slide. But we don't got snow to slide. So I don't know what I'm saying.
There's nothing idiot about playing in the snow, bro.
That's just snow fights, good quality fun. But it's not snow and they use ice. Right? Right? Am I? Nah.
What are you talking about?
So,
what the
fuck? Well, no, that's a good question, though. You're born and raised in L.A., Nico. Are you... been to the snow a fair amount?
You know what? Yeah. I want to tell you guys right now, as a light brown boy,
right,
we are not meant to go snowboarding. Because I went snowboarding. It was not fun. It was not cool for me. I went with another pal of mine. And it wasn't.
Did you just fall down a lot?
You know what? I fell down a lot. And the worst part was that there was this dude, older white gentleman, kind of like you, Patrick,
that old kept
snowboarding around me with his kids and going, ha ha, you got it, bud. You can do it. Just get up.
Just being so nice. And you're like, fuck you.
Yeah, dude. And his kids were there like, you can do it. I was like, yeah, for sure, dude. And he's like, come on, man. If my 11-year-old could do it, you could do it. And I'm like, first of all,
I'm not 11.
Yeah. Like three times as high. So
yeah, first of all, I could have done this when I was 11.
Yeah. Then this cute little thing came and was like, yeah, let me help you how to do it. You know what I'm saying? A little small little chick, you know, saying like a snow angel just fell out the heavens. You know, she's like, turn the board and hop up like this. And I did it her way. And everybody was looking at me. And I was like, thank you. Yeah.
And then she evaporated. And went
no,
back
then,
to
I, then I told her to realize that I was doing it the same way that every chick was doing it.
You're doing it the girl way.
The girl way, yeah. So the guy came around and the guy was like, ha ha, he finally learned how to do it, huh? And just left, very condescending in his laugh. And never going to go back.
Yeah, he does sound a lot like me, actually. Yeah, I've never been snowboarding. So
never been snowboarding?
I've skied before as a kid, but.
Yeah, man. What about you, Turtle?
I have never seen snow, touch snow either.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Wow, but y'all have had ice cream, I guess. Oh, same thing.
That's snow?
Yeah, you had a raspado.
A raspado.
Oh,
yeah.
That's a Hawaiian shaved ice, Patrick. Just let you know.
Yeah.
Yeah. Knows.
Call that a snow cone.
There you go.
Snow literally cone. Has snow in the name. Yeah.
Connections, baby. Connections. We're there. We are there. So, boys, in the names of the holidays and getting a little tipsy and having a little bit of fun,
mm-hmm.
We're gonna be a little lighthearted today and do some questions to get to know each other a little better.
Oh boy.
So I hope you guys are ready. I scurried.
Oh, hold on, I think I hear my. Yeah, someone's calling me. I'll be right back.
Yeah, I gotta go, dude. Sorry, I forgot I left my stove on at my other place.
Right. Okay. So welcome to the Nico Only podcast.
You're asking your own self questions. So Nico.
Oh, let's start it off with some would you rathers.
Oh,
you guys ready for this? This is gonna be interesting. This is gonna be interesting. Would you rather kiss your sister or marry your cousin? fuck. Nah, I'm playing. I'm not gonna get you guys some seven year old would you rather. I have some that are kind of more interesting, right? Like, would you rather have one real get out of jail free card or a key that opens any door? How about that?
Ooh.
You know what I'm saying? So get out of jail if you do something stupid, including murder. Not saying that you guys would do that.
That's interesting, because the first thing I would do with a key that opened any door would probably be like commit some crimes, right?
Yeah, that's why. That's where it's at. You know what I mean?
So I could just like get one free bank robbery.
Yeah, but the thing is, the way I'm thinking about it, right? Mm-hmm. If you get caught and go to jail for the bank robbery, you don't keep the money.
That's a good point.
Yeah. So you just do, you know, you're just like, all right, that's cool. You're the exact same person the very next day.
Yeah.
But a door that opens anything, right? First of all of my family in Mexico, bring them right over. Second of all, you know, you want to take a cute little date. Here's a key to the zoo. Let's go walk around. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's a good point.
I think I'll take the key.
Yeah,
the key's where it's at, bro.
Yeah, right. Also, if I could commit a robbery, I could get out of it because I have the key to open.
Oh, yeah, you can just get right out of jail. Not all jails have keys on the lock, though.
Oh, yeah, sure.
But the other thing is, I mean, and this is just the most practical thing, is if you had that key, you can just, like, run the world's most successful locksmith business.
Very true. Patrick being lucrative with it.
They call you around the world. They're like, yo, we don't know what to do. Like, I got you. Don't trip.
Yeah. That's awesome. That's awesome.
Patrick went out of that way. Leave it to the white
man to make some money off of us. You know what I mean? We were just thinking about robberies, and he's over here thinking about a lucrative business. Okay, I got another weird one. Would you rather be the first person to explore a planet or be the inventor of a drug that cures a deadly disease? So a pioneer or somebody that saves?
Yeah, I mean, either way, you're kind of a pioneer.
Mm-hmm. Right? I just don't know my words. Sorry about that.
Would you rather have an extensive vocabulary or be Nico?
Hey, damn. Everybody said, Nico, you made an amazing choice.
Shoot, man. Well, I'm low-key afraid of, like, going to space. That seems...
So you wouldn't...
That seems kind of scary to me, right?
Yeah, I'm not, though, man. I go straight to the, let's go do on an adventure.
But I guess the wording of the question is telling me I'm going to make it safely to the planet. Like, it's not like something...
Right, you're going to have all the tools to your... you know, hands to do it the right way.
Do I get to choose the disease? Because if it's like I just cured something that nobody ever gets, then I'm gonna feel like I got
he's
screwed.
Going into more detail in this. Yeah, like, yeah.
I'm gonna say cure the disease, because if you cure the disease, right, you could sell the medicine. And if you sell the medicine, then you're basically rich forever, right?
Yeah, but then you're also kind of a scumbag, right?
Oh, like that dude, Martin, whatever.
Yeah.
The guy about the Wu-Tang shit.
Yeah, what a piece of
garbage. Yeah. You know what? I take back my answer. I want to explore. You know what I mean? I want to be the friendly Christopher Columbus, if that makes
any
sense.
So if you're going to explore, then I'll be the creator of fixing a disease, and I just
so
hand
if
it to
I get
you,
sick, you know, then you can cure me. Boom. You see?
Or, yeah, like you go to a planet and you get some crazy alien disease. And then Turtle's like, don't worry, I got you, bro.
You see?
I already cured this alien disease.
We turned this one into teamwork. I like that. This is a little fun one, because it goes to show what you think about your friends. Would you rather win $50,000 or let your best friend win $500 million?
Okay. I mean,
let's break it down to 500,000. 500 mil is too much.
Yeah.
Yeah, because then you could be like, give me the 50.
Yeah,
like,
break me off, though.
Yeah.
That's nothing to you.
Yeah. 500,000. You win 50 or they win 500.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? What would you rather do?
Well, I think I've done a good job of, you know, building relationships where if someone had $500,000, the dreams that they'd be able to achieve with that would benefit all of us, right?
Because yeah.
Right.
So I'm definitely giving it to the homie.
Turtle?
Yeah, either one works, honestly.
No. It's not either one.
He's a
peaceful pacifist over here. If anybody wins, we win. No. What would you rather do?
I mean, yeah, I think I'll be the friend one, too. Like, I just,
you guys are really nice people.
Well,
really
do you like your friends? Can I pick the friend?
Ooh, that's a good question. I know it is your best friend, so it has to be within best friends.
Yeah,
friends. Then, yeah, because I don't think I have someone I consider my best friend that wouldn't, like, use the money to just immediately. Because, like, the main block, I think, in everyone that I know's life right now is, like, lack of funds. Keeping them from, because I have a lot of, like, really talented, dope friends.
And they're just creative artists. Yeah. Are
also, too, I would say give it to the homie, because also I get, me personally, I get a high of seeing someone else succeed, because that means I can succeed too. What the fuck? Let me fucking finish, dude. I do. That shit drives anything, honestly. Seeing someone succeed is like, all right.
That's dope. Get it. I like that. I would definitely give it to my best friend, because I would tell him, hey,
that is a fucking
give me $50,000.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? I would vocalize myself and be like, yo, dog, you know you got to break me off with that, because I chose for you to get that.
Hey, here's a question. I just read this on Instagram today. If you're in Vegas with your significant other and she gives you $50 and you put that on a bet and you win $100K, how much do you give her? Do you give her $50 back? Do you split it 50-50? Do you give her a rack one time?
You say, listen, if it's your significant other, right? So if it's my baby, and baby get a half of it. You know what I'm saying?
What's mine is yours.
Yeah, you know what I mean? I don't care, right? But if it's, like, you know, in a hypothetical world, some random person, there's a chick that I kind of decided, hey, let's go to Vegas with, then she gets $50 back. You know what I'm saying? Listen, I'm paying for the trip already. I'm thinking about it. If we're over there with somebody, that means I pay for the trip. You know what I mean? You gave me that money.
Nico played a whole real scenario already in his head.
You know what I'm saying? Like, that was my car that I put the gas in.
You know what I mean? You owe me that 50 anyways. Matter of fact, I'm keeping the 50.
I'll give you the 50.
You know what I'm saying? I'll just be like, hey, guess where you want to go to eat tonight? We live it big. You know what I mean? Straight up. And if she asks for it back, then guess who's driving back by himself? Nico. Yeah, right, well, okay.
That's a good one.
But let's say you did win, you know, your best friend. Let's say got the $500,000, gave you $100,000. What's the first thing you buy right now? Thinking. Very first thing that comes to mind, what would you buy?
I mean, I might start something, like start a business.
Okay, I love your answers. You guys are very great, productive, beautiful people. But just materialistically, what would you buy?
I see, that's hard.
Nothing. You don't got nothing that, you know.
I don't even have a dream car that I would want, man. Like,
you don't like cars.
I don't really like anything like
you
that.
You can get, I don't know. A book? Damn, y'all suck. A book.
I don't know. Probably like an analog compressor for music making purposes.
Mm-hmm. Cool.
Or just something like, I don't know. Like, I kind of curb my expectations. I don't tease myself by, like, looking at guitars I want that I can't afford.
Yeah, what the fuck? You could have said, like, a nice guitar.
I mean, yeah, but I don't have one in mind because I...
Oh, Turtle, you could have said, like, a nice bike. You like riding bikes.
That's cool, yeah.
Well, what's your answer? What's your boy?
I want to go for the car that I like.
Yours is easy because you're passionate about cars, bro.
Yeah, man, that's why. I had already thought about exactly the car color, you know, trim level.
Yeah, see, I don't do that to myself with stuff, because I'm like, I'll get this when I can afford it. So I'm not gonna. And also, I kind of do buy myself whatever I really want.
Yeah. Everything's in your hands.
You know what I'm saying? Okay.
Honestly, like, if I got $100K, I would just pay a year's rent up front and not have to trip.
Realistically speaking, $100K isn't really a lot if you break it down. Mm-hmm. In my, you know, so I should have said something more. I don't know. You guys ain't no fun.
That's fun. The idea of me having my rent paid off for a whole year is pretty damn fun to me.
Mm-hmm. All right.
For sure. Everything I make for the rest of the year just goes straight into my pocket.
I'll just live in the back of my nice car that I just bought.
You're going to live in that car. That's what you're going to do.
I don't got to pay rent. Buy a nice RV home. I'll be straight.
Yeah, tow it with a Challenger or whatever.
Okay. Yeah. Would you rather be a king in the past with a nice palace and be the shit, or just the average person right now in the present?
I gotta go present, bro.
Present?
Yeah, dude. iPhones, man.
Damn, you're like, right.
Internet. Xbox. Music. Computers.
Music.
You know what? y'all convinced me, because I was going to say king, because I was like, yo, I get to tell the army to go fuck some people up. You know what I mean? I get to watch.
I feel like that's boring. I mean, I guess.
Just crush my dreams.
I don't know. It's just like, do you know about the internet? Like, do I know what I know now? Because if I go back, then I'll just be like, man, this sucks, dude. I'm just like,
yeah, but
sleeping on a stone bed and like,
it doesn't sound comfy.
But what if you're thirsty? You're just like, feel my chalice right now.
That's a good point. You know? I mean, I guess you would probably be just drunk at all times.
Right. So who cares about the internet when you're just drunk?
And then like, there's women whose job it is to
feed you grapes.
Yeah. And right. Fan like you.
Grapes. Exactly. Fresh grapes, because there's no chemicals and no nothing, because it's back in the days. You know what I'm talking about?
I guess so. I haven't really done extensive grape research.
Oh, man. I'm running out of would you rather. You guys answer these real quick. I'm going to need you guys to answer a spitfire question. Turner, what's your favorite color?
Pink.
Pink?
Okay. That's
Oh, because of Cameron.
Damn, why you got a bird? Wow. No, because of me.
Patrick, what's your favorite?
I've never seen you wear pink at all.
He did in that picture that he got, that he showed us. He was wearing pink right there.
Yeah.
You ain't paying attention. I'm a better picture. Friend. Exactly.
You with the sweater.
I don't remember that.
Exactly.
I don't really have a favorite color. Maybe blue or something.
Or something. You seem like a blue.
I don't know, like, it feels like an arbitrary decision to me. Like, I've been asked that ever since I was a little kid, and like, I don't really care.
So ever since you were a little kid, you're just like, eh. You're like, colors are colors.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I guess.
I respect that.
I don't have like in terms of like aesthetic, like how I want my room to look, or like if I'm designing a website, like I really like clean black and white, just like clean aesthetics.
Okay.
When I'm putting outfits together, there's usually only one colorful accent piece, whether it's my shoes or a jacket or something.
Well, that's very interesting.
Yeah.
I like red. And now I feel like my answer sucks because of what you said.
I mean, no, I like red and gold, obviously.
Mm. Yeah, let's go, for obvious reasons. Would you rather lose the ability to lie or believe everything you're ever told?
Lose the ability to lie? Fuck,
yeah.
I don't even lie, so fuck you.
No, but here's the thing. Sometimes, I'm not going to speak for you, but sometimes I lie and it's not for my own gain. It's like to protect somebody else from like being too honest with them. You know what I'm saying? Like, so it's not really like, let me think of an example. Like if I'm at the bar working and like someone asks me a question about, let's say like they're not a customer and they want the Wi-Fi password, and I tell them the Wi-Fi is not working.
That's right.
Instead of being like, because okay. I'm just trying to avoid a whole difficult conversation where someone gets mad at me about something. Because
you don't want to give them the password.
Yeah.
Okay, we're talking about overall like, lying.
Right? Every form of lying.
Yeah, okay. Imagine you're with your...
That would be tough, man, because there's times when I'm like, what if, you know, you're on your way to the grocery store and you got money in your pocket to buy groceries, and a homeless guy's like, hey, you got any extra money?
Fuck.
And you're just like, yes, I do, but not for you.
Shit, we come fucking that movie with Jim Carrey, Liar Liar.
Yeah, exactly.
I got it, but not for you.
Yeah,
It's a good movie.
It's a really good movie.
Really good movie.
But believing everything everybody says to you, that sounds like trouble. That sounds like dangerous.
Yeah, because then it's just like, yeah, bro, that there's no pit down there. You know what I mean? There's no lions across.
Bro, out here in LA, man, like if people had you pegged as that kind of dude that believes everything, they would just rip
you apart. Honestly, it's ridiculous. You want to know what? That's a hard one. Fuck that question.
Veto
that question, because I'm trying to lie all the time. I'm not trying to lie all the time, but I don't want to not believe. You know what I'm saying?
It's very useful. You can avoid a lot of unnecessary negativity sometimes.
That's how you use it.
By not really outright lying, but just fibbing a little bit.
Yeah. Oh, this is a good one. Would you rather be the funniest person in the room or the most intelligent?
I mean, I'm both at all times, so.
I agree. Okay, nobody gonna say that. We're just gonna laugh.
I'm fucking thinking, dude. Shit, that is
tough. I think intelligence and humor really do go hand in hand. But if it has to be one or the other, I'll probably go intelligence.
fuck. I'm never funny, so I'm gonna go with fucking humor.
See, we laugh.
I'm fucking going with humor.
I'm gonna go with funny because intelligent people, let me tell you something. When you talk to somebody that you know you're smarter than, it's a very boring conversation. Or if I try to talk to somebody that I know is way smarter than me.
For your own
entertainment. Yeah, I'm just like, dude, like, I'm sorry. You know what I mean? Like, I apologize because I'm dumb. You know what I'm saying? So I don't care about being that smart. Guess what? Laugh and make some money.
Well, I'm thinking about taking it and like, if that's a power,
yes.
Like, so let's say, like, instead of just being like, oh, you're the smartest man on earth, the power is whoever you're in the room with, you magically are either smarter than or funnier than them. So, like, you could be like, yo, I choose the funny one. Now get me in a room with Dave Chappelle.
Right.
And I'm going to write a TV show real quick or something, you know? Right. Or be like, I choose the smart one. Let's get together with Elon Musk. Let me be smarter than him one time.
There goes Patrick being lucrative again. Jose just wanted, Otero just wanted to be funny.
He's like, I just want to be funny for one.
I'm over here like, I just don't want to feel stupid. Yeah. And you just like, well, I can make a business.
Can I re-answer my response again?
Bro, just you choose funny again.
Cut that part out. All right, this one kind of speaks to my heart. Would you rather be able to talk your way out of any situation or punch your way out of any situation?
Okay,
that speaks to my heart because you know I could talk my way out of a lot of things, but punching things is a lot funner. I'm just saying, and you know, in general, it could get you in trouble. But you know, you ever just throw a nice punch? You know, it just feels good. It feels good in the body.
I mean, I don't like that feeling at all.
Yeah. Not even like a punching bag. I'm not talking about like a person.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
Like, you say punch your way out of a situation.
Yeah. Like, let's say, hey.
Like, you're like stuck in a room and you're like, yo, I'm going to punch this wall down.
Right. Exactly. You wouldn't want to do that? That's awesome. Kool-Aid man the fuck out of every room you can. You know? Oh, yeah. Just get out the room.
You're just like stuck in traffic. You're like, hold up, let me uppercut my car over all of this traffic.
Right? That's awesome. I think that's cool. There'd be a whole TV show after me.
Yeah, there would. Mm-hmm. There is that TV show, One Punch Man, right?
There you go.
Have you seen that?
Yeah,
that's an awesome show.
Somebody beat me to it.
Yeah.
And all it takes is one punch. By the way, it's a great show.
I think I would do the talking one.
Yeah, same.
Because you could just really, I could just become a lawyer.
Mm-hmm. Get paid.
Once again, Patrick, I'm gonna stop asking these lucrative questions.
Oh, you can try. I'll find a way.
Oh man, would you rather have no one show up to your wedding or no one show up to your funeral? I want to hear Turtle's answer to this.
Fuck. Well, if it's my wedding, I'm with the only person I need then.
Oh
shit.
Fearless sweetheart.
Right. I'm like, what's up, baby? It's me and you.
That's it? No, so, really? So, you want more people at your funeral than your wedding?
Yeah.
Well, also, think about this. The benefit of having a bunch of people come to your wedding is like you have a lit ass reception, but Turtle doesn't partake in alcohol. So.
But he still partakes in turning up. You can have a good time. That's you don't true. Need alcohol to do the electric slide, baby.
And you were gonna do the electric
slide. You know what I mean? So
I do. I'm choosing funeral, bro, because I'm dead. What do I care?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Funeral, like, I don't want to. Don't cry. You know what I'm saying?
I'm never gonna know about it, so I don't care at all.
Yeah, save the money. The wedding, I'm like, hell yeah, let's turn up, bro. It's a celebration of love, life, and whatever else. You know what I'm saying? Turn up. Yeah. Tacos, mariachi. Everything. You know what I mean? Anybody fast question? Why don't you guys have dream cars? I have nothing to relate to.
I mean, no, I have dream cars, but
have a dream car.
They cost more than 100K, bro.
Oh. Would you rather speak your mind or never speak again?
Speak my mind. Okay. I rely too much on speaking.
You don't know.
It'd be a boring ass podcast. Can't speak again.
We can do a sign language podcast. It could be popping on YouTube.
I will choose not speak my mind.
All right, cool. That was just a segue question because I was really excited to ask this one. Would you rather have your text be exposed at all times or your porn search activity exposed?
Oh, fuck.
What you be watching, dirty boys? Well, how sweaty do you get?
Honestly, it's there's nothing that crazy in either of those scenarios.
Okay, so is it my search? I think there is crazy.
Is it my search? What I'm searching, or what I'm being recommended?
It's everything.
It's a distinction because I go on, you know, the sites I go to, and there's like
these were key phrases.
Basically. There's some, but yeah, there's things I search for, and then there's some shit that they're like, hey, you might want this, and I'm like, no, I don't.
Well, I'll pick the things that you clicked on. Yeah. If you clicked on it once, even out of curiosity, right? You
were like, the problem is there's texts where I'm like voicing my opinion on like friends of mine who like were like, hey, like what? I mean, this is just a very like off the top of my head example, but what if I'm like, yo, what's up with this guy? Like,
right?
He's kind of struggling right now. Like, what can we do to like talk to him and help him or whatever? Like a mutual friend, and like. I don't want them reading that or being able to see that, you know?
Yeah, I'll sacrifice my porn thing because to keep the more privacy stuff.
Yeah, because porn is like general, but like the texts are like very specific too.
Yeah, I would be like, who are you to judge what I search? Yeah, yeah.
Dude, everybody watches porn, so. Hey, Nico, I can't help but notice you haven't been answering those questions, so.
You know, I'm the host. I'm just asking questions. No, to be honest, not my text. You know what I'm saying? Because there's some shit in my text that I just, you know, be like, yo, you remember that one time we did whoopty whoop and whoopty whoop?
It's more of a headache to deal with the.
I don't want to have to explain nothing. Porn, I just be like, I don't know, she was hot. Like it's a weird title. I didn't pay attention to the title. I watched it on mute.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I don't know, man. This shit crazy out here. Did any of you guys skateboard when you were little kids?
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's cool. Did you like Tony Hawk?
Yeah, dude.
Yeah, that's cool. You?
I played the video games.
That's what's up. That's what's up. Me too. I was more of a Dave Mirra guy. I like the bikes.
Oh, wow.
That's interesting. Yeah, man. I went the opposite direction.
Into skateboarding. I just watched a YouTube video about athletes named Bob.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. And there's that. What's that one skater's name? Bob. Man, he was like really good when we were kids. Bob. Come on, Bob. Skater, Bob.
Dylan?
No.
Is that an artist?
No, hold up. I gotta figure this out. I gotta figure this out. Because.
My favorite.
Oh, skateboard. Bob Burnquist.
Oh. Okay,
Bob Burnquist, yeah.
Did you say oh because you really know? Because I didn't know.
Yeah.
You don't know Bob Burnquist? He's like a Brazilian guy named Bob.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Brazilian guy named Bob?
Yeah, dude.
That's crazy.
Yeah. My favorite skater was Chad Muscat.
Okay.
Wow. Shout out to all the people that don't know anything about skating.
I like Bucky Lassie. No, dude, I was not good at all, but I did do it. I tried to do it. I got really into longboarding.
Longboarding is what I did because skateboarding sucked. Because I would try to skate and I would just fall flat on my face. And longboarding.
Well, you grew up in LA and there's no hills.
There's nothing.
Yeah.
Longboarding was cool because it was like fat ass wheels and you could just
more
go
smooth.
Over cracks.
Yeah, you could cruise. Yeah.
That was a lot better. But then when I found out a bike can do all of that faster.
And you get to sit down.
Yeah. I was like,
it's like that's got Nico written all over it.
I was like, fuck
you. I got to do all that stuff and be sitting down at the same time?
Yeah, keep pushing, loser. Once we pedal past you up this hill, you got to walk up with your skateboard in your hand. Bum. God damn. Would you rather live in an amusement park or the zoo?
Oh, fuck, that's easy.
It's easy.
Hold up. So what's the answer, Mr. Easy?
Oh, live in the zoo. I love animals.
It means you got to clean up poop.
I did that for a living. Also, too, for work.
Oh, that's interesting. Where did you do that?
At a hotel, dog hotel.
Oh, you worked at a dog hotel. Did you have to deal with a lot of dogs? Was it fun?
Yeah, hell yeah,
it was fun. Okay, which amusement park?
Any amusement park.
Yeah, dude, I'm up. Go live in the Star Wars part of Disneyland, dude.
You, my Dang. Man, are smart. I was going to say...
You wake up feeling like Han Solo every day.
Yeah. Amusement park. Yeah. I was saying no at first.
I love animals, but... I don't know, dude. Like, the zoo seems like it's less fun after hours.
Well, they're all asleep.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're right.
And the
but then he'd
park
be asleep. Turtle would be asleep.
That's
he,
true.
He wouldn't care.
Yeah, I don't know.
Chilling with the animals all day.
I can already see him. You know what I'm saying? Safari.
Riding an elephant around.
Yeah. Hey, taming the lions.
Hey, guys.
Yeah, waving. Yeah. All peaceful and shit, drinking his tea.
Tea? Oh, I don't like tea.
You don't like tea? Nah. Tea don't like tea? Why not?
Nah, tea. I like coffee.
Tea's cool, though. Nah. Would you rather drink tea or coffee?
Easy.
Right now, he's like, I would drink anything right now. Oh, I can drink urine.
Oh, I like this one. Would you rather read minds or accurately predict the future?
That is a good one.
That's a good one. I like the reading minds because you never get played, right? And if you're in a business meeting, you know how to pitch it because you know what they're thinking, right? But predicting the future is tight because, like, the lotto.
Yeah, not even the lotto, but just like
anything.
Should I get on the metro today?
Right.
Damn, I might have to go future.
Fuck. You know, it just reminds me of, like, have you guys seen that movie with Mel Gibson, What Women Want? Mm-hmm. He's just reading everyone's mind. Like, he got a kick out of it, but fuck, he's like, nah, I don't want it no more.
It was like overwhelming, right? Yeah. There's too many minds to read.
You know, Bruce Almighty. You know, I'm a lot of movies on this based on, and it doesn't turn out that hot.
Yeah, it never turns out good for the mind readers. Yeah, future man, I'll just be like, yo, is Microsoft stock gonna go up right now?
Mm-hmm. I like that. I'm gonna switch my answer over to future just because of Patrick. Reading minds, not reading minds. I mean, predicting the future for 500, Bob.
Yeah,
there we are. Okay,
I think the future. Yeah.
Speaking about predicting futures, I don't know why I'm gonna ask you next. So, what superpower would you have, if any?
Predicting the future.
Come on, y'all don't watch superhero movies.
Yeah, my favorite comic books are the X-Men comics growing up. I might have to do, like, Wolverine regeneration.
Cool. I like that. What about you, T?
I like X-Men, too. I might have to join with this, too.
You gonna join the Wolverine exact same answer?
Nah, I'll be Professor X.
Yeah, he's dope too.
Yeah.
I can see it happening. I can see it happening. Both of y'all got big heads. I see it.
The fuck?
Rude.
You know, when I was a little kid, I loved the idea of being, what's his name, Cyclops with the lasers.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I know.
Yeah, I always loved that idea.
Yeah, that's less practical though. I mean, now that it's become mainstream and like everyone knows the origin stories, like when he was a kid, that sucked.
Yeah.
Because he was like also accidentally lasering people and stuff.
Yeah, imagine me waking up in the middle of the night like, huh? No,
lasering out. Yo, chill the fuck out. Yeah.
Special goggles.
So that's a no. I don't know, man. You know what I think? Speed, being super fast. That's
Quicksilver.
That's tight. Quicksilver's tight. Oh, the Nightcrawler one, because there's a movie about that. Jumper.
Yeah.
That one's cool. I want to jump into banks.
Yeah, going money. Back to this question number one.
Robbery. Back to robbery, you know.
What's your favorite movies?
The Big Lebowski.
For real?
Yeah.
Why is that?
It's just one of the most perfect films that's ever been made.
And with your opinion, why is it one of the most perfect films that's ever been made?
I mean, the dialogue is perfectly written. It's perfectly acted. It's just...
That's awesome. What about you, T? What do you like?
Damn, I would have to say, like, any or just...
Yeah, just pick one of your many favorite movies.
Fuck.
If you have many favorite movies, I'm just saying many.
Hold on.
What's the one that comes to your mind right off the top of the bat?
Shit, I always have to say
13 going on 30.
Now I don't want to say it no more.
Why not?
Because it's probably, I like chick flicks.
So what?
The Notebook? Is it The Notebook?
Nah, it's not The Notebook though.
So what is it?
Nah, you know what? No, it's not a chick flick. No.
Oh, man. Chick flick's awesome. So what is it?
I think I could watch over and over.
You're getting real manly right now.
You're getting real manly.
Yeah, I could watch over and over, you know. That one movie. Yeah.
All right, so he's really just...
You're not going to answer the question?
I fucked up. I already said the chick flicks.
So you just like chick flicks in general? Everybody likes chick flicks. Chick flicks are cool, bro. It makes you believe in love and happiness.
That's real. Yeah. That's real.
Yeah.
What about you, Nico?
I think the first two movies that come to my head are obviously Fast and the Furious, the whole trilogy.
First of all, there's 9 films now, so, it's not a trilogy.
Whatever. The whole movies, I think it's beautiful. I think they're really realistic. And, The Rock. Shit.
Yeah, well, you know, he was a pretty late comer to the franchise. So I'm going to have to check you on that one.
Connecting the franchises, though, one of my favorite films is definitely Saving Private Ryan. And Vin Diesel was in that one. That one was...
What?
Vin Diesel was in that one. He's the one that got shot. The one that was like, give this note to my wife.
That's true.
Yeah. Give it to herself.
Yeah. That was him.
I forgot about that.
That's definitely one of my favorite movies. Speaking about people that get shot, my second favorite movie is Four Brothers. He's my number one favorite movie, I think, is Four Brothers by Mark Wahlberg. That movie is the first movie that I ever watched.
Is he like
as a war movies that I cried. I was like,
Four Brothers?
Yeah, because of Jack. Spoiler alert, they shot Jack for no reason. Jack opened the door. He got hit with some snow. He's like, you punk-ass kids. Boom, he got shot. Marky Mark didn't know what to do. He was overwhelmed with emotions.
Marky Mark.
There was a gunfight in the middle of wherever the fuck they're at.
And, where were they at, man?
Yeah.
That was a good one, though.
That's a great one.
I actually didn't watch that until a year ago or something.
That's one movie that if I see playing, I will sit down and watch it.
Oh, yeah. So... if that's the criteria, like movies that I could, like if it's on, I might have watched it yesterday, but I can watch it again today.
Yeah.
There's two more, including The Big Lebowski. One of them is Moneyball, the one with Brad Pitt about the Oakland A's. The second one is, have you seen Never Back Down?
Oh, yeah. Never Back Down.
Jermaine Hansu.
Yeah. He literally yells at
me. Oh, yeah. Yeah, no, I never
seen that. That was a horrible
movie. It's a terrible movie.
Yeah. It's
about,
a bad movie.
About this kid who transfers high schools, and then he finds out there's like an underground like mixed martial arts fight club in the high school. And then like the bad guy tricks him into fighting, and then like there's this tournament. Like it's just... I'll watch that any day of the week.
But speaking about Never Back Down, there's like six ripoffs of that.
No, fuck those.
I still like them. What's the one?
No, I need Cam Gigandet or whatever his name is, the bad guy.
Right.
And I need, I don't know what the white boy's name is. He's the main guy.
I forgot. It's another generic white boy. Sorry about you.
I'm not generic.
No, you're not. You're special. Mm-hmm. You are very special. Don't let anybody tell you that.
I want to know what fucking chick flick you're talking about.
Yeah, I know. Just name one of them.
That I could watch over and over?
Yeah.
All right, fuck it. She's All That. Happy?
Yeah, that's a great... That's a classic. That's probably one of the best chick flicks of all time.
That's one.
That's a good one, that is. Man. I watched
that. All right, well, now you guys agree. Crazy Beautiful, you know?
Oh. He pulls out this list that he has and it's laminated. Yeah.
Has all the movie covers in his phone, the screensavers. Right?
Yeah. It's a bunch of just romantic stuff, you know?
So that means that when I call you the fearless sweetheart, when we call you the fearless sweetheart, when the audience calls you the fearless sweetheart, it is true and
the
dear.
Emphasis on the heart.
It's heart. You got heart.
Yeah, I guess.
What do you mean, bro? Just, right here is a time for you to be like, yes, I got heart.
Yeah, I guess I got heart.
Wow, conceited, bro.
Full of yourself. Oh, my God. We all got heart.
All right, boys. Well, I just want to... say that this was a very lighthearted and funny episode, but I do want to end on a note talking about 2020 and how I know we're all going to kill it moving into the new year, and how everyone who's listening is going to kill it. And that's literally what the whole purpose of this podcast is about.
Yes.
And so I want to say I'm really fucking excited to see what happens next year with all y'all and with myself, and just see how we all grow. It's really, this is probably the most excited I've been for the new year.
Yeah. I'm gonna jump off of what you're saying and want to say thank you to everybody that was listening. Thank you to everybody that gave commentary, that said, yo, I'm listening to it, I like it.
Constructive criticism, deconstructive criticism.
Yep. Yeah, thank you guys very much, and I hope you guys grow with us as long as we continue to grow in the winning circle and stay winning.
Yep. Bounce off of both of you. It's gonna be a great journey. It's gonna be a lot of growth, and I just can't wait for the direction we're headed to.
All right, and me bouncing off of your bounce. I want to say thank you for tuning in to the Winning Circle.
We're here with you every Thursday on Spotify
and Apple Podcasts.
We out.
Stay winning, y'all.